You have found Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And we have our all the way from actually San Diego. I was going to say we're still at the State Fair, right, Tom? But we're not till tomorrow. Scotty Sachs, a profit player. Scotty, how are you?
Good afternoon, Dave. I'm doing well. How's it going?
It is good. I was hoping I was still at the State Fair, but we'll be there Wednesday and Friday. Hey, if you fly in, you could come on down, too, and broadcast live from the State Fair of Arizona. It's a lot of fun. The turkey legs are delicious.
I was going to ask you, what kind of trouble are you getting in when it comes to food at the State Fair?
I know. They have so many different varieties, like fried Kool-Aid, fried gravy. I've never heard of anything like that. I've only tried turkey legs. That's it.
Well, you're taking the high road on me, Dave.
Yeah, I know. But on tomorrow, I think with Steve Sanchez, who has the Steve Sanchez show every Saturday morning, 7 to 9, he's coming down, and we're going to do a taste test of very exotic food at the State Fair tomorrow. It might be, I think it might be at 4 o'clock, 4 to 4:30, or it might be during my show from 2 to 4. So, Scotty, you want to tune into that and see how I like fried Kool-Aid. But just don't drink the Kool-Aid. That's my motto.
Well, unless it's something you believe in, then you can drink the Kool-Aid if you want, Dave. I have no problem with people drinking Kool-Aid when they believe in something.
That's true, but you got to know what's in the Kool-Aid.
Well, it's a good lead into the show. One of the, I think, fundamental principles in life is who are you going to listen to? Who are you going to believe and who are you going to trust? And I think we all have to make that sort of, you know, determination for ourselves, whether it's our health, you know, our business, our relationships, our money. We all have mentors and people that we listen to and that we trust. And the simple rule I use, Dave, for when do you drink the Kool-Aid and who do you listen to? It's really kind of a simple acid test. You ready for this one?
Yeah, or should I guess?
Go ahead.
Let me see. When do you drink the Kool-Aid and who do you listen to? I say you listen to, well, first of all, this is what I would say. Step one, surround yourself with good people like yourself, Scotty. The people you rely on, you trust, that have great experience like you in marketing especially, knowledge, and a great passion. You can't go wrong if you listen to them.
Well, you're definitely pointing in the right direction, but I'm going to make it much more simple for people to make that determination. So this has nothing to do with marketing, by the way, and this is a great conversation because I think it's analogous to, you know, if I'm asking people to listen to me and to believe what they hear on radio about marketing and about my marketing advice, and when we get into the details of Profit Player each week, you know, why should somebody listen to me? And there's plenty of smart marketing guys out there, right? There's plenty of people in this world that know a lot about marketing and advertising and have created successful businesses or continue to give advice at a very high level. But here's my very simple rule. Let's take business. If I'm going to listen to somebody in business and take their advice, it simply has to be somebody that already has what I want. Think about that. If somebody already has a multi-million dollar revenue stream and a successful business or businesses and they've created what I already want and don't have, shouldn't I match and mirror and model somebody who already has what I want
That is perfectly, that makes perfect sense, because that means all you have to do is model how they did it. That's, by the way, how NLP started, neuro-linguistic programming. They modeled the best of the best psychologists who were able to facilitate change in what they called incurable patients within one or two sessions. And they said, hey, if they can do it, we can model them. They're successful. Scotty, you're correct. It makes sense.
Well, if I want good health and I want to, if I have a specific goal with regards to my health, let's say I want to lose weight, or my goal is to tone my body and I want to get real tone and I want to look tone and I want to be a tone guy at age 51, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to some guy that looks like Dave Ryan. No, I'm not going to listen to some guy that I'm going to listen to a guy that's ripped, that's toned, that's 51 years old, or you know what I'm saying. He doesn't have to be 51, but he's got to be 45 years and older, and he has to already have what I want. Now, I'm not ripped in tone, and that is one of my long-term goals. So when I decide to act upon that, I'm not going to listen to anybody that doesn't already have that body type that I want. If it's somebody who's, my goal is to improve a personal relationship in life, maybe it's a partnership, and I want to achieve a much higher interpersonal relationship with a business partner and have that partnership really be a great one, who am I going to listen to? Am I going to listen to somebody giving me advice that has never had a great business partnership work before? Of course not.
That totally makes sense. So it's sort of what we're sort of saying the same thing. Step one, find success. Find successful people. You're saying find the ones that are successful in the area that you want to be successful
in. That's right. Yeah. If you have a goal, and again, I think our goals tend to be, you know, they tend to relate to our health and wellness, our money and our finances and our business and our relationships. Those are the things, in at least if you look at what's selling in terms of the economy, the products and services from an information, product information standpoint. Factually, the information product business, health and wellness, relationships, and business or money are the three categories that are selling. And that's because those are the three areas of our life we typically try to improve. And I go right to the specific thing I want, because somebody may be really, really successful in business and have created an empire. They may be a titan in business, but have a horrible marriage, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to go to that guy for relationship advice. I might listen to his advice on how to be a titan in business, but I'll ignore his advice when it comes to his relationship advice, because he doesn't have a good relationship himself. So to me, I look at the specific goal that I'm looking to achieve, and then find somebody that already has what I want. And that, therefore, we all need more than one mentor or guru in life. We need a couple of people we can count on that we really trust, that we believe will really help us, give us honest, good advice, and that already has achieved the high level or goal that we're trying to get to. So that might be a good challenge for myself to, as I look to talk to you each Tuesday, each fourth Tuesday, about Profit Player, and as my team sets out to market the product that is going to be called Profit Player, I have to therefore build myself around a standard of excellence, and I have to be able to attract people who are going to trust me and believe me, because I already have what they want. And in this case, it happens to be 30 years of deep marketing experience, real world, not theory, not classroom, not education. I, as you know, Dave, I've spent 32 years now marketing in the real business world. I realized the other day that I've had myself and my firm, we've worked with clients probably across every major industry. And when I say that, I'll stop for a minute and you can do a little test. Throw an industry at me, and I'll tell you if I've had a client in that industry or worked with a company and helped build a company in that industry.
All right, let's start with media.
Oh, come on. You know that one's an easy one.
Oh, yeah, that was an easy one.
That's our core business. So, yeah, no, look, go outside of media or marketing. Look at another industry.
Gaming.
Pick one.
Gaming in Las Vegas.
Gaming in Las Vegas. Well, I haven't done gaming specifically in Las Vegas, but I have worked with a distributor of games who, in turn, worked with the guys who created the games. And I wasn't on the creation end of the games, but I was on the marketing end of the gaming business, helping a distributor that, one of the largest distributors of music and games, market those games, get them on the shelf, and then sell them through to the general public. And I helped build a franchise system that bought and sold new and used games. There you go.
Wow, that's. Let me give a few others then. How about health?
Health, lots of health experience, Dave. Everything from smoking cessation to weight loss to hair restoration, if you consider hair restoration health. I have worked on a substance abuse marketing program where we were working with a clinic that did specialized in cocaine abuse, worked with an alcohol treatment center, and worked with a center for people who had problems with their temper, their violence, I guess I'd call it. So those were all wellness programs. And then, of course, the weight loss and the category of weight loss is a big one, and I've had several clients in the weight loss industry, including a company that sort of perfected the treatment based on your metabolism, and they focused on treating your metabolism, not treating your eating and your exercise, but treating your metabolism.
How about airlines?
I have worked with a couple of airlines. I'm not deep in the industry. I have worked with two airlines on putting together, you'll like this, Dave, these were sports marketing promotions.
Oh, nice.
Worked with Spirit Airlines, and I can't remember the name of the airlines out of Atlanta now. They were the very budget low-end airline, and I can't remember the name all of a sudden. They're still around. They're a small regional airline, and we put together a couple of sports marketing promotions and actually put them together in the air show business. And, you know, Dave, air shows are the largest attended sporting event in the United States. People think it's NASCAR.
Oh, I didn't know that.
People, you would have said, if I said, hey, Dave, what's the number one attended sporting event?
I would have said NASCAR.
Yes. Now, think about this. NASCAR is held in a facility, in a venue that has a finite number of seating available, correct?
That's right.
Air shows are often held, like the Chicago Air Show, on Lake Michigan, spread across a lake, that has no seating capacity. Consequently, the Chicago Air Show plays to 1 million people over the three-day weekend.
Hmm.
So air shows are actually, in terms of total attendance, the number one spectator sport in the United States are air shows. And I worked in that industry for several years, working with both the pilots and the air show venues, the companies that promoted the shows themselves, and helping them find sponsorship.
Wow, you have been around. I'll give you one more, sports teams.
I think you already know the answer to that. Are you just feeding me softballs, David?
I'm like a political guy on ABC.
You're throwing softballs. I have, in my first 20 years in the business in Chicago, I worked with every Chicago pro sports team in one way, shape, or form. More often than not, my work with the team was putting together a sponsorship deal with a local Chicago or national company that would want to put their marketing dollars into sports marketing. It was our job to decide which of the major sports the advertiser or the marketer would best fit, where would we best reach their largest prospective target audience, and over the years worked with all of the four major sports in Chicago. When it came to baseball, you know that meant working with two teams. that was always interesting when you were bringing a company, a sports sponsorship in baseball. You had to almost find out if the decision maker was a Sox fan or a Cubs fan.
Oh, really?
Because you have to sell to the emotion of the person that's making the decision. And I can honestly tell you, Dave, if they were a Sox fan, you didn't dare bring them a Chicago Cubs promotion.
That totally makes sense. But we'll take a quick break now. But, Scotty, I want you to contemplate this. During the commercial break is how has marketing changed over 32 years? And I bet you can tell us and why it's so important right now, right here in this economy, for people to get into the marketing arena. And we'll be right back with Scotty Sachs, Profit Player, on KXXT 1010.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Profit Players, starring Scotty Sachs, every fourth Tuesday from 2 to 3. And Scotty, that made a lot of sense what you said. It's a way to find success or a great mentor. Look for a specific goal that you want to excel at. Find someone who has achieved that goal. Voila, you can trust them and get great information.
You got it, Dave. That's it in a nutshell. See what I said in 15 minutes, you said in one sentence.
No, you it made a lot of sense, too. And now, how has marketing changed over 32 years, and why is it so important? And really, you probably have packaged up the second part to this, your 32 years of experience, but made it to the current times. And I'm really going to be interested in how you did that. So first question, how has it changed over 32 years? Second question, what you've done with this accumulation of amazing knowledge and experience, and how people can benefit right now, right here in this economy.
Well, let's take each part of that question. You sound like Anderson Cooper.
I am applying for his job, by the way.
The framing of your question is sort of like Anderson Cooper when he'll ask a question in three parts. So part one, how has marketing changed in 32 years? Obviously, the most fundamental or a dramatic shift in marketing in 32 years can be summed up in one word: technology. And technology has enabled all sorts of shifts in marketing, all for the better, obviously, because the good news is that the technology has brought on all sorts of new marketing tools, new marketing mediums, and yet we have not lost the old one. So to that end, it's interesting. Let's go. I actually have a presentation, Dave. One day I'll share it with you, and maybe we'll actually do it on the air one day.
Oh, that'd be good.
It's the history of marketing, and it goes all the way back to the 50s, and how over each decade marketing changed. And so your question really is best answered by my presentation, which really breaks down each decade. But in one word, I'd say technology. Obviously, the internet and technology and now the mobile device, all things driven by technology and the internet and websites and the fundamental of performance-based marketing. Obviously, because of technology, we have this whole idea, Dave, of performance-based marketing. That would be paying only for results in the form of Google AdWords or pay-per-click marketing. Very dramatic shift, and yet, as each new medium has been added to the marketing mix because of technology, it's interesting to note the old traditional mediums are still around. And if you go back over time, every time a new medium came onto the scene, the pundits said, oh, that's going to kill. Cable TV was going to destroy broadcast TV, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was said that now that we had cable television back, cable TV really proliferated in the 80s and became huge in the 90s. And, of course, today we have satellite TV, which adds even a couple hundred more channels. But notice how broadcast television, and I'm talking about the free over-the-air networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. So there's another secondary network called My Network TV. You probably never even saw that network, Dave.
I haven't seen that.
But anyway, those networks are still around. And not only are they still around, I can tell you that broadcast television as a business model is not only survived, it's thriving in the year 2011. And we are on the phone every day with the TV stations, as you know, negotiating media buys for our clients. And at this particular time, we're calling stations, and they're actually sold out. So we're calling to buy time on, an ABC station in Atlanta, Georgia, and the station sold out. That means that they have sold 100% of their inventory or all of the commercial availabilities within a particular broadcast week. So it's not only survived, it's thrived. They said that TV would kill radio, that when television became the darling medium in the American household and people started consuming television to the point where they were watching TV 6 and 7 hours a day on average in a home, that radio would be dead. Guess what? You're living proof. Radio is thriving. Your shows keep growing. You keep adding shows. That's because radio as a medium continues to work and be successful because advertisers and marketers continue to support radio stations and put money into the advertising and support shows like Breakthrough Radio. It still works. Radio still works. Television still works. Cable television, they're all good. And the fundamental change that makes marketing today, I think, so much more complicated and so much more dangerous as a landscape for small business owners is the technology. And I say dangerous because small business owners and entrepreneurs, many of them tend to look for that shiny toy. They have that shiny object syndrome. They're looking for some magic bullet or cool technology to drive their business. And many small business owners, myself included, I can look at a particular method of advertising and get caught up in how effective it is and forget that, yes, it's effective, but I can't build a business or I certainly can't build my clients' businesses around one technology or one marketing tool. And so it's dangerous not to get caught in the trap of finding that shiny toy or that cool technology and playing in that sandbox and forgetting about everything else around you. And you say, well, how could a business owner do that? How could a business owner get so caught up in a particular advertising medium and forget about their business? I've watched it, Dave, over the years for the last 30 years ago, I watched a man destroy his business because he got so caught up in perfecting his television advertising. It was a car dealer, by the way.
Wow.
He got so hung up in perfecting his TV advertising and making a science out of it that his managers were rerouting cars. They were ordering vehicles and rerouting them to other destinations, and they were never showing up on the dealership lot. Guess who was paying for those cars?
The owner.
The owner of the dealership, who was sitting deep in the bowels of the dealership, secluded from the rest of the dealership, with his charts and his graphs and his statistics. And by the way, the guy did become one of the largest car dealers in the city of Chicago, and he was a master at marketing on television. He knew exactly when to change his TV spot. He figured out exactly what programs to buy, how much money to spend, what sorts of what we call rating points, how many rating points to buy, what kind of spots to air, and when it was time to change his creative, what sorts of events worked, what sorts of events didn't work. This guy had it down. He also stopped minding his business, as the big picture goes, and instead of looking from it 10,000 feet above, he was looking at his business and micromanaging one aspect of it, the advertising, and he got taken to the cleaners, and after about 18 months of this inventory situation, he lost everything.
Wow, so that...
18 months to catch it.
Yeah, that's interesting, because you're right, you got to pay attention, and, you know, in anything you do, whether it's the marketing end of it, the financial end of it, the sales end of it, operational. I mean, it has to be a big balance, and that's why I think people should go to people that know, like yourself, marketing, go to other people that know finances and not try to do everything yourself. That's why there's specialists out there.
No, you're exactly right, David. I think that was sort of part two of your question, why is it important right now that business owners get in the game? I think that's what you're saying. Is
oh, yeah, small, absolutely.
Business owners of all sizes, regardless of the size of your company, and I agree, it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, a sole proprietor, and you're a one-person organization, or you've reached a point where you have 100 employees. It doesn't matter. You obviously need to have a marketing plan, and you need to have a well-thought-out marketing plan. And oftentimes, that does mean, not always, not 100% of the time, do you have to go out of house to manage your marketing, but more often than not, every business at some point needs a marketing firm or a marketing expert such as myself to guide them and direct them. There are some companies who do have an in-house advertising unit. They bring it in-house. They staff up. They spend a lot of money to do it as opposed to hiring an outside agency. That's certainly one option for a business owner to build their own in-house unit. But in order to get to that level, you're going to have to grow into that. You don't do that overnight. You sort of grow into that over the years. But I think it's important for everybody that owns a business to have a marketing plan, and we've talked about this in previous shows, Dave. I think the last show we even started to get into how to build a marketing plan, but it's important because this is a new economy. We all can agree we're not going to return to the America and the business economy of the years gone by. We're not even going to return to the good. Would you say the last great year for this economy was 2007, maybe 2006?
Yeah, that's when it started falling apart and the bubble burst.
Yeah, so we all know what happened in the fall of 08 when the market crashed. That was the beginning of this current sort of new economy. But, you know, as happened in the Great Depression, what people forget is during the Great Depression, the story of the masses was truly depressing. But in that economy, there were more new millionaires created than ever before. That same sort of thing, Dave, is going to happen again. I'm seeing this from the perspective, I'm stepping back now as I've created Profit Player for small to mid-sized businesses. I'm stepping back from the bigger businesses and the bigger marketing budgets, and I'm watching the entrepreneur and the small business owner now and what they're doing. And we are very resourceful people in this country, and we're very capable of starting with nothing and starting a business and creating fortunes. And I think you're going to see, now that middle management jobs are all but gone, wouldn't you say that the idea of being a middle manager in corporate America is almost gone?
That is totally gone, and it's a good time to take a break because the middle management people have taken a break, an extended break, unfortunately. They're trying to still look for jobs. I say upgrade your skills, and I'm going to ask you three questions, Scotty, when we return. Is that, or I'll even present the answers, actually, and have you comment on those, the three most important ingredients for a successful business. I'll throw them out, have you comment on it, and we'll be right back. This is Breakthrough Thinking with Scotty Sachs, Profit Player. We'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, featuring Scotty Sachs all the way from San Diego, the show Profit Player. Very important, all about marketing, and really, by the name itself, is, hey, people want to make a profit. But Scotty, I have three things I want to throw out here and have you comment on them, and I think you may agree with this. The three key elements of a successful business, number one, near and dear to your heart, is exposure. A company without exposure does not have a company. People have to know you exist. Am I right?
Absolutely, Dave. It's, I think fundamental premise number one is, you know, if you set up a shingle and hang a shingle in front of your door, you got to tell people you're there. So having a marketing plan to gain that exposure is certainly a critical piece, and I think you're right on with that one.
Number two, a quality product or service, or at least perceive, I should say, not only just quality product or service, but a perceived quality. You know, there's some perception that it's needed, it's wanted, it's desired. And so either it's truly qualitative or it's at least perceived as something valuable. That's number two.
Yes, and I will expand on that just a tad. I think you're right. Of course, quality, it goes without saying, if you sell something inferior, whether it's a product or a service, If it's inferior, you're only going to sell a finite number of people one time.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to get the advantage of the word of mouth and the viral marketing and all the things that help a business grow so quickly today with technology spreading the word for you. And so, yeah, it's got to be quality. But let me add one little piece to that. If somebody's looking to start a business and they're not sure what it is, obviously you can start with your own passion. Find your own passion. Some guy said to me the other day, I don't think it's fair that I can take my hobby and turn it into a business. And I said, why not? Why can't you take your hobby and turn it into a business? He said, well, when I tell you what my hobby is, you'll understand why I say that. And he told me, and I'm not at liberty to discuss it, but let me tell you, you can turn your hobby, your passion into a business. And I'm going to say something that might surprise you. You're going to stand a much better chance of success in a new business if you pick a niche or a category that's already successful, not try to create a new niche or a new category. There's a reason a particular product category has a lot of money flowing through it, and that category lives as a business category unto itself because there are a lot of money or dollars flowing through that industry. I say pick a niche where there's already a lot of competitors and a lot of money flowing, unless you have something that you can patent that is so unique and you're starting, you're truly a creator and you create your own new niche and you're number one and you really have something to take to the market. I'm not for a minute suggesting that inventors or entrepreneurs shouldn't innovate and create new ideas. I'm suggesting you're more likely to be successful in a business category that's already a business category, that already has a lot of money flowing through it. And so what you want to do is find a niche that's got a huge pool of dollars and a huge marketplace and then play in that niche or that sandbox.
That makes a lot of sense. So first, exposure. Second, quality product or service, or at least perceived value of that product and service. And third is, I think you'll agree with this, the businesses have to have a timely delivery system. So if you look at this, you can't have just two out of three here. You have to have all three or else you won't be in business. If you have a quality product or service and timely delivery but no exposure, guess what? No one will know you exist. No one buys. If you have exposure but bad quality, but a timely delivery of that bad quality, you're out of business after the first round. But if you have exposure and quality, but not a very timely delivery system, guess what? You won't be in business because it's poor customer service. All three have to be there. What do you think of that?
I think you're absolutely right. I'll add a little asterisk. Put up the asterisk next to what you just said. Think of direct response television or direct response ads of any kind. At the bottom of the ad, the disclaimer says, allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do.
So when you talk about a timely delivery system, I will tell you there are fortunes to be made in direct marketing, selling goods and services direct to consumer that allow you some flexibility on the window of delivering your product. There's a lot of products bought and sold with a 4 to 6 week timeline. But I think you don't necessarily mean just speed to market. You mean you have to have a delivery system, period.
Yeah, exactly. It incorporates operational, too. I mean, from if you're making something from day one, like lead time or cycle time in what they call Six Sigma. But I think that's important. You have to have a... You know, if it doesn't get to the customer when the customer expects, that could be a problem.
Absolutely. And I think regardless of what three things you want to pull out of the air, I think you picked three very important things. I could add a few. You could, you know, some of them are interchangeable. I think the word accountability system, every business owner has to have some sort of accountability and checks and balances. And so that might be an umbrella to everything you just said, is establishing that accountability throughout your organization. But regardless of the three keys, and I think you've nailed three very important things, Dave, business isn't that complicated when you want to say what makes up success and failure. There are some fundamental, you know, things to a business. You've got your product or your service, what I call the inventory, right? You've got your operations, how you run your business. And frankly, after that, you've got sales and marketing. And personnel kind of fits under the operations, but I'll add the fifth thing being the people you surround yourself with. If you can get those five things right, if you've got a quality, as you said, product or service, and you've got a good operation and you are a good operator, and there's a lot that makes up the word good, and you have proper inventory levels, and that's big in many businesses, inventory and proper inventory is key, especially in a retail business. More retailers fail, Dave, I've seen in three decades because of the inventory problems they've had, either not enough inventory or the wrong inventory. Those are subjects, those are full shows into themselves, by the way. And so you got to have that inventory figured out, the right levels of inventory. And if you're a service provider, you have to, at that point, realize you have a product that has scarcity because you only have so many hours, right?
That's right. Your inventory is your time.
You can only take on so many clients as an accountant unless you want to bring on associates in your accounting practice and add fellow accountants. That's the only way to grow your client base. At the end of the day, I think inventory operations, sales and marketing, and people, who do you surround yourself with? Not just your employees, but your vendors, your customer base. Who are you surrounding your business with from a people standpoint? Are they the right kind of people? And I think that is going to be more important than ever in this new economy, is the people part. You know, some businesses, Dave, are struggling because they're just not selling to the right customer, and they need to change who they do business with. Or they're not successful because they don't surround themselves with good people. And so the people part of business is going to be more important than ever in this crazy sort of revamped world we live in. And you and I could agree, it's not going back to how we used to do business. Money's never going to flow in the same sort of way. We're never going to have the same economy. There's a lot of new rules being created as this show is airing on the new economy, which is, by the way, exactly why we created Profit Player. Myself and my team, we created Profit Player because we recognize there's going to be a lot. I can't even put a number to it. I'd like to go state by state and get some numbers to it and track these numbers. It's going to be real interesting to see how many new businesses incorporate, let alone the sole proprietors who never actually incorporate, Dave, but just start a business working out of their home. How many new entities are going to spring up in this new economy over the next 5 years? And what does this new economy look like? It looks very different than the one built upon corporate titans and big business. We don't want to get into the politics of Occupy Wall Street, but to me, it's very ironic, this whole Occupy Wall Street thing, that they're supposedly protesting the business and the big banks and Wall Street, and that's precisely what we're never going to see. We're never going to see that big business economy as the driving engine. I think small business, and when I say small, I mean small business, entrepreneurs, 1 to 5 person organizations are going to be the new business model, and that's why we created Profit Player. Those businesses that are just starting anywhere to the first 3 to 5 years of your business, Profit Player is designed for us as a company to give advice and to give education and coaching and good marketing advice. And we'll talk the next show about what exactly people are going to get with this thing called Profit Player. What is the system? What is the product? What is the coaching services entail? And how do we interact with our customers' business? But instead of catering to companies that have 6- and 7-figure budgets, our typical client, Dave, over the last 3 decades has been anywhere from, let's call it $100,000 6-figure budget to multi-million dollar companies that had millions of dollars in marketing that we were managing. As opposed to that, Profit Player will serve truly the entrepreneur and small business owner across any category, any sort of business, that has a very small marketing budget, and rather than spending big money, 6 and 7 figures, on traditional media or the internet or mobile marketing, they're going to need somebody or some system to plug in on a small budget to ensure their profitability. And that system, we believe, for many small businesses will be Profit Player.
And let's take a quick break. But when we come back, Scotty, let me ask, I'll throw out a question. You can contemplate it now. Is how has the economy really created behavior change? And if not, it better create behavior change because people won't survive. And you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Profit Player featuring Scotty Sachs. And we'll be right back with that last question. We have one segment more, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7-steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Profit Player every fourth Tuesday between 2 and 3, starring Scotty Sachs all the way from San Diego. Scotty, the question I had where we left off is, in this economy, because of, it's just changed dramatically, like you've stated, is that this is going to, I think, create behavior change in people, or better, people have to change their behaviors. They got to do things differently, and they got to upgrade their skills, and they have to be aware that marketing is going to be so key, despite anything, because right now with the economy the way it is, people need to learn good marketing skills.
I got to make a comment, Dave, before I go back to your question. With our show on Friday, Lock and Load.
Oh, yeah.
And the show we do here, I like this notion that you present that I'm all the way from San Diego. All 55 minutes by flight, by air.
But how long would it take to walk?
It's as if I'm across the pond in Europe or something when you say all the way.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
San Diego. Yeah, it sounds like I'm, in some remote, distant land. But
you're actually in a great city. I mean, San Diego's phenomenal. Hey, I want to introduce you to someone that's his name is very well known out here. Don Goldwater just walked in the studio. Don Goldwater meets Scotty Sachs.
Scotty.
All the way from San Diego.
Scotty, good to talk to you. I wish I was out in San Diego on a sailboat right now.
Yeah, you know what, Don? Come on out here. We'll go out on the boat for the day, and I'll tell you why I would take you out on a boat for the day, because your last name, I don't know anything about you, but I imagine you are, I'm going to have to profess some of my political ideas here. I have to believe you're from the Goldwater family.
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, Bob Sr. was my dad. Barry Goldwater Jr. or Sr. was my father.
He's a nephew of. Yes.
My father and I were big Goldwater fans, and we absolutely believed in his staunch conservative ideas and. So I spilled the beans today, Dave, at the risk of getting into politics. We'll leave it at that.
It's okay.
When you tell people you're a Goldwater fan, you don't have to say much more about your ideology.
Well, yeah, but, he was a great man, Don, your uncle, as well as your dad. They were both heavily in the politics, obviously, and I agree with you, Scotty. I think that's the type of leader we need today, let's put it that way.
Absolutely. So, Dave, if you would, off the air, connect me with Mr. Bob. I'd like to...
Mr. Don. Don Goldwater.
Mr. Don, I'm sorry. It's Don Goldwater. Okay,
you can call me Bob. You can call me Barry. You can call me Ralph. Just don't call me late to dinner.
I'd like to talk to Don and see
sure.
We can invite him back on Profit Player and talk about business. I'm sure he's got something to lend.
That would be a lot of fun. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So, Dave, back to your question. Specifically, narrow it down to one, because, when you talk about how his behavior changed, you've got both on the business side, the business owner side, or how the wheels of business turn, behaviors changed, and you have dramatic shift in consumer behavior, which I was going to talk about online behavioral advertising today and how we're able to really pinpoint and micromanage our advertising now. I'll talk about it next show, Dave, but with online behavioral advertising, we can literally find somebody that's in the market for your product now and put a video in front of them or a banner ad in front of them, but only people in the market for your product now. Isn't that pretty intriguing?
That's very intriguing. You want to describe it, or is that for another show?
Sure, we got time. I'll describe it. We got 10 minutes, right?
We have about 5 minutes, I think.
5 minutes, all right. Online behavioral advertising is, in its simplest form, and I don't want anyone to jump off the deep end and get into this, that's so Big Brother and that's wrong. Trust me when I tell you, OBA, or online behavioral advertising, we as an industry are setting all kinds of best practices. Our association is making darn sure that when we do what we do, we're not violating any privacy laws. Here's what it entails, Dave. Basically, through the powers of Google technology and the ability to look at your browser, Dave Isaac, I can take a look at what you're doing on your computer in three areas. I can see what you're doing in terms of search. I can see what you're doing in terms of what websites or URLs you're visiting, and I can also take a look at what sort of content you're looking at. If I take those three things, and I'm going to use an example in a minute, if I take those three things, you're searching, your websites you're visiting, and the content that you're reading, I can pretty much now determine you might be in the market for a specific product or service. So let me give you an example. You've been looking in the last couple of weeks for tee times. You've been on a couple of websites booking a tee time. You've looked for a golf vacation, for a golf destination outside of Phoenix. I don't know. You don't have to go very far to play golf when you live in Phoenix, but maybe you want to travel and play golf outside of the state. And you might have been looking for a new pair of golf shoes. Now, wouldn't that indicate tee time, golf vacations, and golf shoes that you're probably a golfer?
No doubt.
So now, what if I'm a golf manufacturer and I've got a new driver and I want to talk to golfers about my new driver? Wouldn't it be good to put my video of my new driver in front of you based on what I just told you about your browser?
That gives new meaning to target marketing.
It is taking target marketing to a level that's never been done before. By the way, this is not new. It's been going on a couple years. It's been quietly done. And because we're not going into your browser and looking at your personal data, your financial data, or any data that would be unique to you that would allow us to do something unscrupulous, it's only used for advertising and marketing to better serve up ads that are relevant to you, and it's really all about relevancy, and we'll cover that on the next show. But you mark my words, OBA, Online Behavioral Advertising, and that includes both computers and mobile devices. We're talking about both platforms, the internet, your computer, whether it's a PC or a laptop, and your mobile device. All of those allow us to zero in on our target audience based on what they're doing in their browser.
Wow, so that is, I didn't even know they had a term like that, online behavior advertising. I was coming from an NLP standpoint, but this is really another way of looking at who you want to, well, who needs your product is what you're saying, and it makes it easier that way, doesn't it?
That's absolutely. We just signed on a new client that's going to buy $1 million, and we sell this based on the number of impressions, by the way. And you only pay for the impressions of those people that watch your video. If they click off your video, because it is permission-based and the viewer has control over the play bar, so you can click off the ad or you can play it multiple times, but you only pay for the impressions of those people that view your video. If they click off of it and don't view it, you don't pay for it. We're even guaranteeing the number of click-throughs from your video to whatever URL we're directing that video to. So it's really exciting stuff. It's a new industry, and I think we've made it now such that even small business owners on a small budget are going to be able to take advantage of this.
Wow, I think we're at the end of the show already. Why don't you give out some contact information about how they can get in touch with you?
Well, next week we'll start talking to people specifically about ProfitPlayer, and I'll give out the website address. People are going to be able to go to the website and opt in to receive some free video learning and video education and start to learn some of the marketing fundamentals that ProfitPlayer is going to bring. But in the meantime, let me just give out my phone number, 630-667-7417. I'll say that again, 630 area code, 630-667-7417. And please don't dial 7414. You're going to get my ex-wife.
And that'll be another show in itself, what will happen when they get your ex-wife. However, Scotty Sachs, thank you so much. Profit Player, every fourth Tuesday from 2 to 3. I can't wait till next month. This OBA, Online Behavior Advertising, I'm excited about that. And I will connect you with Don Goldwater after the show. This will be great. Maybe we can have him back on, talk how he could apply it to his business.
Absolutely. And we'll talk to Don, and I appreciate it. And Dave, we'll see you Friday.
2 o'clock.
We're going to lock and load. We're sitting pretty at 70%. We're winning 70% of our game.
That is awesome. Okay, thank you so much, Scotty Sachs.
Talk to you later, David.
Thank you so much. Stay tuned for the real estate panel with special guest Don Goldwater. We have Chris Gray and Terry Cass in the house. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.